encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Well, James, I understand you have some fighting words for us today. Well, put them up.
Okay. Well, to go there, I want to start with a question. If you were to rate the frequency with which you praise God on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you come out? Would you be a 6 or an 8 or maybe a 1? You know, and this is more than just a my cup of life is half empty or half full kind of thing. I bring it up because our lives either have a pattern of praise or they don't, and it matters. It matters so much.
Yeah, it really does, but it's not always easy for us to praise God, is it?
No, it isn't, and that's why I want to talk about it today, because it goes against the grain of our own sin nature. I mean, I know this from personal experience that, you know, sometimes we just have to fight to praise.
Ah, I was wondering where them fighting words would come in.
Well, listen to what Peter writes in 1 Peter 2:9. He writes, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." In other words, God has done all these wonderful things for us so that we will praise him.
Yeah, I noticed that. He starts by saying how special we are to God, and then he basically says, so that we may praise him for it.
Right, right. But the truth is that we often have a problem with that. You know, we lose focus. We lower our vision. Life weighs on us. And honestly, sometimes our own physical and psychological makeup can trip us up. Yet that doesn't exempt us from discovering this thing of praise that's really our very purpose. You know, did you notice the way this verse starts with the word "but"? Because we need to remind ourselves, but I'm going to praise God. I'm going to thank him because he deserves it. And I'll be happier if I do.
Ah, so that's where we fight to praise. I mean, every day we need to hold on to our Savior and encourage each other with what he's done for us.
Absolutely. And there's a strategic reason for this. You know, this is one of our best defenses against our adversary, the devil.
Yeah, that makes me think of Psalm 8. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe, the avenger.
Yeah, that's right. And that was a psalm that was quoted by Jesus as well. And, of course, the Old Testament also tells us about this. Sometimes the armies of Israel would put those praising God out in front, like before Jericho fell or when Jehoshaphat led God's people against what Scripture called, I think in 1 Chronicles, a vast horde. So there's a strategic pattern in all of this that we cannot miss. I mean, think about that. You're standing out in front of an army, and instead of thinking about the arrows that are going to be coming at you, you're just praising God. Now there's a fight, you know? I mean, we either fight the battle of life in our own strength or through God's. And God's strength comes. Our faith is built up as we lift our eyes above our circumstances and begin to praise him, that nothing can separate us from his love.
Yeah, that's so true. But we need to be honest about the difficulty of praising God. I mean, especially if you're not used to doing it.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes we just don't feel like doing it. So it helps to remember that God builds our faith the more we do it. After all, if Satan can defeat us in this area, in this area of praise, then he can go after us in every other area of life. You know, you may be saved, but you'll be miserable. Your faith will be limited. Your spiritual growth will be stunted, and you'll bear no fruit. Why? For the simple reason that when we fail to praise God, our hearts and our minds are filled with ourselves and weighed down by the things of this world instead of being filled with him.
So you could say that we need to praise God for the joy of it.
The more you fight to praise him, the more your joy will increase. And we're not talking about something, you know, you work yourself up into. This is very different. There's a peace. There's a genuine gladness and comfort and a sense of his presence. You know, think about what Jesus said. I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep. My sheep know me. And praising him helps you know that he's there.
You know, I can think of a time in my life when actually a family member attempted suicide. And it was still is my normal practice to get up and thank God for so many things of the previous day. And that particular morning, I can remember I was so upset and so angry. I just was like, okay, God, I'm taking the gloves off. You know, the fight words that you were talking about. I was like, I'm not going to fake it. I'm not happy about what happened here. And you know, I'm trying to figure out where I can be thankful. You know, and as I was sitting there in the midst of all that, all of a sudden these thoughts started to occur to me of the different mercies that had happened during the incident and the wonderful doctors and nurses and whatever that saved this family member's life. And then I went, and oh, by the way, they lived. I'll never forget. Oh, God, forgive me. I have so much to be thankful for. I had so much to praise you for. Yet, you know, my attitude was, you know, in the ditch. It's a battle.
I so appreciate that, Robbie, because, you know, I mean, sometimes we can find ourselves down and we don't even know why, and we need to remind ourselves. I mean, you know, there are psalms that do that. You know, I will praise him. You know, why are you downcast, oh my soul? And, you know, I'm one of those people who's serotonin challenged. In other words, depression runs in my family. And I found that, oh, learning to focus on Jesus and rest in him and remind myself of the things to praise him for, oh, it makes such an amazing difference.
He gives us joy that comes from the outside of us. I mean, it's like a gift to us.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, God exudes joy, and it flows from him. I mean, think about what Scripture said about Jesus in Hebrews 12:2, that for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, you know? Joy is right in front of him where God is.
Yeah, so when we fight to praise him, it's really a fight for joy.
Right, right. And it's also a fight we can win with his help. So let's wrap up by asking for it. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you. You are our joy. Every source of joy is from you. Lord, oh, help us to praise you, to fight to praise you, because you deserve it, and you bless us when we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org. or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.